Former President George W. Bush says the country's immigration system is broken because Congress has failed to act. In an interview with Fox News, Bush also said the U.S. can, quote, both be welcoming and insistent on border enforcement, end quote. Congress is again working to try to solve the problems at the border. One proposal comes from Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and John Cornyn of Texas. Among other provisions, the bill would aim to improve the process for asylum seekers and open up regional processing centers to better manage the flow of migrants coming across the border. We spoke with Senator Sinema earlier, both about the border and other issues, but we started by asking how what we're seeing now at the southern border compares with what we've seen in other instances where there's been a surge of migrants in prior years under past administrations.
Well, there are both similarities and differences to the past. In terms of similarities, we always see a surge of migrants who come to Arizona and Texas in the spring. And frankly, in the sense that Arizona is used to the federal government ignoring this crisis for years and years on end, and a failure to address the problems regarding immigration in our country, that is familiar. What's different about this year is that we're seeing a surge of migrants approaching our southern border at a rate that we haven't seen in the last 20 years. So the volume is not the same as it has been before. And then one of the other differences that we've seen in recent years is the number of migrants who are approaching the border and turning themselves in to Customs and Border Patrol agents and asking for asylum. Now, the reason that this is slightly different and the reason why it's important is because the processing that the federal government is required to do when a migrant claims asylum is different than a migrant, perhaps, who might be captured or caught in the desert while trying to sneak through with a coyote, right? And that's why Senator Cornyn and I have introduced this legislation. The Bipartisan Border Solutions Act is designed to be a step to address our urgent needs. Now, it's not intended to solve every immigration-related challenge, but it does seek to address the current challenge of migrants who are approaching our border ports of entry who need to be processed, who have certain legal rights articulated under federal law, and are coming in numbers that are unprecedented in the last two decades.
Given the fact that your bill and a companion bill in the House are still sort of in their beginning stages, are there specific things you think the administration or others should be doing, maybe on a more short-term basis to try to address the problem maybe a little more quickly?
Well, I'm really glad you've asked that question because I have spoken directly with Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, and I've been articulating the specific challenges that Arizona has seen. I've talked to him about the issues where migrants are being dropped off in small cities and towns where there aren't even bus stops or shelters to house these individuals. And I will say that he is committed to working with Arizona communities and with me to address these challenges. Now, the good news is that just recently, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE listened to our calls, and they made an important change. They are no longer dropping off migrants at bus stations in Phoenix. Instead, they're bringing migrants directly to these nonprofit facilities that are testing them for COVID, helping them get to bus stations, helping them find shelter in the short term. And that's a big change.
Senator, let's move from the border to Washington. Number of Republicans, about three dozen or so in the House, are supporting a January 6th sort of commission, like the 9/11 commission. And we heard that Senator McConnell on the Republican side is not happy about this particular thing. Can I get your perspective on this? Are there committees doing enough discussion trying to figure out what happened, why, and how to prevent something in the future? Or should there be some sort of January 6th commission?
Well, guys, you know, I was speaking on the floor of the Senate, actually, when these insurrectionists breached the Senate doors and entered the Capitol. And it was just shortly after my speech completed where I was talking about Arizona's election and how it was conducted with accountability and transparency. And just seconds after I sat down, as you all saw on television, we interrupted the Senate proceedings because the Senate had been breached and these insurrectionists had actually come up the stairs and we're approaching the doors of the United States Senate, where all of us were basically trapped in there. I know that Americans watched this all on TV, and as harrowing and scary as it was to watch it, I can promise you that living through it was very difficult as well. And what happened on January 6th can in no way ever become the norm or the expected in our country. It was a violent day with violent individuals who sought to overturn and to stop the peaceful transfer of power from our government. So it's our job in Congress to understand the causes of the violence that day. We've got to prevent it from happening again. And we've got to begin to heal our country's divisions. Now, as you all are aware, 5 lives were lost that day. And we have to take a look and learn about what happened here to address this.
Senator, one of the other big issues that's being discussed in Washington right now is President Biden's infrastructure bill. And you've talked about some of the projects and some of the needs that Arizona has. How confident are you that something can come out of Congress dealing with infrastructure and that it will actually meet at least some of the needs of the state?
Well, I'm excited to talk about infrastructure because, you know, there's a lot of talk about frameworks for discussion. But as we all know, the real work on any issues happen right in Congress. And I can tell you there is bipartisan interest in the goals of repairing and rebuilding our infrastructure in our country. But as you know, it's going to take time for legislation to develop. And so what eventually comes to a vote in the Senate might look similar or might look different from what you're hearing from the White House. And so right now, I'm working in a bipartisan process to try and find areas of common ground that meet the needs of Arizonans. And while we certainly have needs in repairing our highways and our bridges and our roads, we also have needs like expanding broadband to the most rural parts of our state and ensuring that our water infrastructure and our grid is secure. And I expect to see some of that bipartisan discussion bear fruit and move forward in the coming weeks.
Senator, does that bipartisanship extend to recovering from the pandemic? We still have a fairly large percentage of Americans who are either tentative about the vaccine or opposed to it. Give us the state of the country right now, in Arizona more specifically, as it relates to the pandemic and getting people vaccinated and the economic recovery coming out of it?
Well, these are some important questions because as we come out of the pandemic, we have to stay dually focused, both on addressing the health concerns that Arizonans have and the economic concerns that we all share about recovering our economy and getting back to work. So right now in Arizona, the vaccine is widely available to anybody 12 years and older across the state. So that's the first thing is I want folks to know that the vaccine is free, it's accessible, and I also want folks to know that this vaccine is safe. The second part of our recovery, of course, is economic. And in March, we passed legislation, the American Rescue Plan, that provides a lot of help for Arizona businesses and families. And there's one provision I really want to highlight, and it's the Restaurant Rescue Plan. I spent almost a year working to get this done. And I'm really proud that we got it across the finish line in March because it provides dollars for local independently owned restaurants in Arizona to get them the funding they need to survive during this difficult time and come out of this pandemic stronger. And I'm working now to make sure that we can get these dollars out to small businesses across the state. Now, that's just one example of an important part that was in the American Rescue Plan, but there are lots of other things in this bill that are good for families.
All right. That is Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Senator Sinema, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, guys. Look forward to seeing you in person again soon.